Planes began flying in northern Europe today after being grounded for nearly a week due to the volcanic eruption in Iceland. European officials designated safe corridors where flights were permitted. Still, air travel in Europe remains complicated and chaotic. It may take weeks to get back to normal. One bright spot today, some very happy passengers. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
London's Heathrow Airport was closed for most of the day today because of the massive volcanic cloud billowing over Europe. But just 215 miles to the south, Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport was back in business. No one here quite understood it either, but they didn't seem to be asking any questions. Gone were the glum demeanors of last week. Today, potential passengers were all smiles. Amy Fish and Kathleen Labonte, stuck for a week in Stuttgart, say they drove a rental car without the aid of GPS from Germany to Paris for the chance to fly out of Charles de Gaulle.
So we came 3 hours early, 3.5 hours early, to make sure that we could check in. We just want to be home.
We're going to kiss the ground. We think of ash cloud as a swear word now, and Charles de Gaulle also. And Avis Rental. Those are all curses.
While she may have added a few new curse words to her lexicon, Labonte admits the ash cloud did bring her to Paris for the first time. She says the city's beauty brought tears to her eyes. For that matter, many of the air travelers who were stranded in April in Paris said it was tough to get people back home to sympathize. Standing in a long line snaking from the Delta counter, Andrew and Mary Mariano were hoping to get a flight to Atlanta today.
We're not getting any sympathy. Everybody says, oh, you're stuck in Paris. That's wonderful. But it's 50 euros to go to the city if you want to take a taxi. Or you can get on the train, and it's another 10 euros to get to Paris, 10 euros to get back. The food's expensive. It's just not what we'd planned. We didn't plan on it. Yeah, so it's out of our budget. It's way over budget.
With the past week's sunny skies and 70-degree weather, other strandees like Dave and Kathy Dietz, who just celebrated their 35th wedding anniversary, saw things differently.
Yes, we got held over in Paris, and our hotel could keep us, so we haven't suffered. We had dinner last night in a beautiful apartment in the 8th arrondissement. We had a lovely time.
So she was not disappointed when we got held over.
Around the airport, thousands of people yak on cell phones in Russian, Korean, and every language you can think of. Most of those stranded by the ash cloud say there was a miserable lack of information. Betty Martin, who came to Paris for a family reunion with her mother, says their flight to Chicago was canceled yesterday, so they didn't bother coming to the airport.
And then we learned this morning that there was a Chicago flight that went out this morning. And we had no information. There is no information. You can't get information. But people are being very nice and helping each other, and that's wonderful.
Though moods were much lifted today, there's still a feeling that no one really understands what's going on or how long it will last. Air France says it plans to run 100% of its long-haul flights out of Paris tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.